producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Talking with Richard. Richard was married to a woman for 6 years. They divorced in 2000 because of he sort of felt that he needed to have more of a parenting role than she was comfortable with. But the kids are now out of the house. They've been dating for the last 3 years, and they're set to move in together. And they did some work on her house. One of the things I probably would have suggested if we hadn't already invested in that house is for the two of you to find a place together to either rent or to buy, depending on what your economic situation is. Even for the short term, rent her house. Which could offset some of her expenses towards. So the two of you start out together in a place that doesn't, that's not hers, because
the rules are going to be out of hers.
Exactly. And I think it's going to create a lot of problems that are not germane to the relationship. And the same thing might happen if she moved into your house. But I think as women, we tend to be a little bit more responsible for the house. As I said before, when I was married, anytime anybody came into the house, I was always apologizing, no matter how clean it was, for what a mess it was. And I never once heard my daughter's father say anything about the house, because it was my emotional investment, not his, even though we owned it together. But and it may be something still worth thinking about, because the relationship presumably is more important than any particular real estate. As the two of you start out together, then you're meeting the neighbors together, you're setting up the closets together, you don't have to worry about you get one drawer and she gets 14. It may be worth it even at this juncture, even if it means the two of you live separately from one another, or you find a place to live temporarily. And it doesn't mean, depending on what the housing market is, whether that house is saleable right now, but presumably it's rentable. And especially where the two of you are thinking about in the near future potentially relocating. So that might remove a major source of conflict between the two of you. But let me sort of focus on that whole issue of her saying, okay, this is a problem, and you saying, I'll take care of it. One of the things, especially, I think in any relationship, but especially one that's had some issues in the past, but even in a brand new relationship, I think if you're going to do it, not only do you need to do exactly what you say you're going to do, but probably explain to her. For most of us, somebody saying, don't worry, I'll take care of it, is really an act of faith, because either they have a huge history with us of taking care of things, at which point we can become very dependent on that, or they have a modeled history of taking care of things sometimes, or taking care of them in a way that we approve or don't approve, which means there's going to be a lot of anxiety attached to it. Or, worst case scenario, they say they'll do something and don't do it. So two out of three of those situations are fraught with disaster. So I think if she says, the lawn, worried about the lawn, and instead of saying, I'll take care of it, what you might say to her is, would you like me to take care of it? At which point she doesn't feel that she can then make the decision of, well, yeah, but don't ask the neighbors. Or, no, I'll take care of it.
Okay.
Or you can even make the deal.
Then.
Well, yeah, not only that, but if you say to her, would you like me to take care of it, then she either can say yes or no. But if she says, yes, I'd like you to take care of it, then you can say, okay, I'll take care of it. If she says, how, Then you can say, look, either I'll take care of it, either you want to take care of it or I'll take care of it, but if I take care of it, you have to trust that I'm going to take care of it. But I think you really got it. The more specific you can be with her, the less she has to take things on a matter of faith. I think the happier the two of you will be.
Okay. In the meantime, how do I fix this one? She made me feel awful about this.
Well, I think what I would do is go back to her and say, we need to have a different model here. I love you. I want this to work. I want to be your knight in shining armor. So one of several things has to happen. Instead of you sort of, because one of the things that women do, and presumably, Richard, you're grown up enough to understand this, is we complain about things sometimes, and what we're really not doing is asking somebody to do something. We're just asking them to feel sorry for us or to acknowledge what a wonderful human being we are because we're worried about the damn grass. So instead of saying, that's why I'm saying it's much more valuable to say to her, would you like me to take care of this as opposed to I'll take care of it? Because when you say I'll take care of it, it's a dilemma for her at that moment, because if all she was saying was, gee, it's just one more thing I have to take care of, which is an issue. And it's going to be, you guys, I can see it. And if I can see it, I'm sure you can see it. That she feels that she has to do everything and she's going to be the martyr about this. So no matter what you do, it's either not going to be enough, which is why I really think this is a great opportunity for you to go. And under the guise of dealing, or guise is not the fair word, under the hook of dealing with this specific issue, that you can bring up the larger issue, which is, should we be living in a place where you feel that you have the primary responsibility? Because I don't want you to feel that you have to take care of me all the time. I don't want you to feel that that I'm taking something away from you, because it's going to, the house is going to replace the kids as a source of consternation for the two of you. So what I would do is go back to her and say, look, I can see this happening again, that you felt I was overbearing, that she has a different style than you have. And to say, do you think it's wise for us to live, doesn't make more sense to you because it makes more sense to me, for us to find a place together and you rent this place or we can put it on the market or whatever, so that we start out fresh, so you don't feel it's your responsibility or your house or your lawn and that I'm either an interloper or not doing it the way you want, that we start off fresh together. Because I don't want, and I would even say, I don't want the kids or the house to replace the kids as a source of friction between the two of us.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay. So then you're dealing with both the specific issue and the longer and the larger issue all at the same time, which means that you don't have to keep going back to the same old, same old.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. It's scary. I don't want to do that, but I guess it's the best thing to do. Yep.
Well, I think if it's scary, then you have to look at why it's scary. Because these issues aren't going to go away. And, you know, that they're, one of my philosophies of life is there's always hassles. The question is, do you want to deal with them up front or after the fact? And for a lot of people, the deal is, well, if I could just put it off long enough, maybe it'll go away. But it doesn't. And so if you're going to have hassles, my theory is always deal with them up front rather than after the fact, because up front is a much shorter period of time than after the fact, number one. Number two, they're fresher. And number three, they're not hanging over your head the whole time. So it feels scary to go and say, yikes, you know, we're right back in the same dilemma we were in before. But let's deal with it. And you know, they were your kids, and you felt I was an interloper. Are we going to run into the same problem? It's your house. Am I the interloper again? No matter what I do, it's not the way you do it, and therefore it's going to be a source of consternation. So either I have to back off, which makes me feel like I'm a freeloader, or if anything I do, you're going to be critical of. Let's not do this. There was no way of renting the kids out, but there certainly is a way of renting out the real estate, so we'd start off fresh on this together.
Okay.
And it should be a burden off of your shoulders too, woman of mine.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, exactly. You're right. It will be. Okay.
And if you're going to have problems, you might as well deal with them before we don't need to reinvent the icky wheel here.
No, okay. I don't know. Both of us don't want to go through that again. Yeah.
Of course you don't. All righty?
All right. Very good, doctor. I appreciate
it. If you need to, you can sort of play this as a podcast for, but I think you'll be okay talking with her about it already.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY on Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Carol Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street, and I will soon be there. Tell them of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long.
Oh, ere long. Yeah, thank you. All right, so we've got, listen, let me be honest with you. There were supposed to be a couple more plays this week, but as I said, I got this eye thing, and I couldn't see anything, so I thought, you know, theater by Braille didn't make a lot of sense. However, I will catch up with them, and I will get to them, so you will not be deprived of the reviews of them, and I have seen three. All right. One of them is terrific. One of them is okay, and one of them, eh. All right. Let's start in reverse order, so I end up on a positive note. We like that part. Almost Home is one of those plays that you really want to kind of like, but it seems like it's from a different era. It's a five-person cast, and the person who is most noticeable or notable, as far as I'm concerned, is Karen Ziemba, who is a Broadway staple and a very talented actress. Even she is kind of lost in this one. The story is it opens with a cop kind of shaking down a guy in terms of gambling debts and saying, well, oh yeah, but you were a vet, and you know, so. And then we flash forward, and the guy that was being shaken down by the cop is now welcoming his son home, his Marine son home. And he and his wife have kind of a honeymooners, you know, Jackie Gleason kind of relationship, which seems incredibly dated. It's supposed to take place, the prologue is in 1958 in the Bronx, the 47th Precinct, and then it starts in 1965, so it really is Jackie Gleasonville. But then maybe part of the reason it seems so dated is that it is. All right, so the idea being that the Marine comes home and... I mean, it just, everything in it we've seen before of the good neighbor who is trying to convince the son to go to school, and the sort of bad cop who I guess is supposed to be evil in temptation, trying to convince him to come into the police department because there's going to be, Lindsay is going to do a complete revision of the police department, and he can be in internal affairs and kind of turn a blind eye to all the corruption that's going on. I mean, the problem is that we've seen it all before, and, I mean, this was an opening sort of gambit, and the theater was half full, so, and it's hard to put on a Broadway production. This is off-Broadway, but it's still very hard to do, and you sort of wish for either better material or something for people. I mean, every once in a while, I go to a movie, but it's even more dramatic sometimes with a play of thinking, what could somebody have been thinking? Could they not have seen that there are some real problems here? It's like Bill Murray said, he saw the original cut of Ghostbusters and thought, I'm going to be rich and famous. This one somebody should have thought, maybe not. But who knows? All right, Blythe Danner, whom everybody loves, including me, is in a new play called The Country House. It's written by Donald Margulies, who's done a lot of stuff. And it's got a generally good cast. The story is that Donald Margulies has done Time Stand Still, Brooklyn Boy, Sight Unseen, Collected Stories, What's Wrong with This Picture. So he's done a lot of stuff. And Blythe Danner is always fun to watch. The story is that her granddaughter has opened up the country house to commemorate the 1 year anniversary of her mother and Blythe's daughter's death. And Blythe has run into a younger man who's an actor. This is all supposed to take place in Williamstown, Massachusetts, where they do, in the Berkshires, where they do summer theater. And she's invited him to come and stay at the house. The granddaughter's dad has got a new girlfriend that he's bringing for the first time, and daughter is not amused by this. We've got a ne'er-do-well son that's kind of wandering around, sulking in the background. I think that covers everybody. The first act, first of all, it's a long play. Well, it probably seems a little longer than it is. It's about 2:20. And the first act, I mean, first of all, Donald Margulies is a vet, so he's good at one-liners, and it's an attractive cast, but you don't care about any of them. It is so superficial and so sitcom-y. And then we come to the second act, and I suppose this is kind of what Donald Margulies says, is things are not always as they seem. And the second act is the real meat of the play, where you see who people really are and the underlying stories as opposed to the superficial gentility. But as far as I'm concerned, we could have done away with the entire first act. Yeah, there's some kind of cute one-liners, but, you know, an hour and 15 minutes of one-liners is a long time unless you're listening to somebody who's really, really good at one-liners. And we could have just done this, you know, 90 minutes with just the second act, which is much more interesting, and people reveal who they really are. So if I'd just seen the first act, I would not have been very enthusiastic about this. And again, I think the first act is too long and too superficial. And I know where he's going on this, but it still would have, you know, there could have been some judicious editing that would have made this a much more enjoyable experience and much more profound, because you see who people really are. However, the play that you should not miss, and I give almost nothing 5 stars, as you know, if nothing else, you know, I kind of learned this when I was being an alum counselor for Rice, and that when these kids would come to me and they wanted to go to Rice, and I would just give them these glowing recommendations, figuring if I could help them, I would. And then there was one kid who came along after a couple of years, and he was kind of marginal, but I thought, here's a kid who on paper does not look very good, but on, you know, he'll really blossom in the experience. He really should be able to go there. But I'd used all my expletives. You know, I'd used all my enthusiastic praise. So I've kind of learned that if something gets 5 stars, it has to be because it's essentially perfect, which means it's well written, it's well acted, it's well lit, it's well everything. And Love Letters actually gets all 5 stars. This is a play by A.R. Gurney. I'd seen it a bunch of years ago. It's renowned for getting very famous people in because they don't have to do costumes, they don't have to do a whole lot of rehearsing, they don't have to memorize their lines because they're reading off the book the whole time. This one was Brian Dennehy and Mia Farrow. And Brian Dennehy, of course, everybody loves. He had a great voice. And Mia Farrow has, I think, always been, she was never one of my favorite actresses. And she is fantastic in this. I mean, she really steals the show. It's a story of correspondence between two people over a period of essentially half a century, 50 years essentially. And it's just plain wonderful. And she is just a revelation. He's good, but you kind of expect it of him, but she's the real revelation. So go see Love Letters. They're also going to have Diana Rigg in it. I actually should have saved the whole list. Carol Burnett's going to be in it. Brian Dennehy's going to do it again. So it should be, but you know, I can't imagine. To a certain extent, I would love to go see all of them in it, assuming I had that kind of time. But this one shouldn't be missed. Love Letters with Brian Dennehy and Mia Farrow's by far and away the pick of the week. All right, and I'm also going to do movies for you next hour. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true. All right, so we're talking about keeping yourself in great shape and worrying about things that you can control, like what you put in your mouth and how you exercise your body and what time you get to bed at night and things of that sort, as opposed to worrying about miscellaneous weird stuff that presumably is not necessarily as much a threat to you as as the news media would like to have you
right.
believe. I mean, and that's part of it. You know, it did occur to me today, I was running around, and that how much of our society is really based on fear these days.
I agree. Yeah.
You know that there's, and it's truly upsetting. I mean, it's that the presumably the pursuit of happiness includes not being terrorized by your government.
Yep.
Did you see the thing about the Secret Service?
No.
She's going to lose her job. Well, it turns out that there have not been one but two incursions, and the guy didn't get, like, to the stairs. He got 70 yeah. yards, which is most of a football field, into the White House.
I did see that story.
With a knife,
yeah.
And this was the second time. And the question is, where were the Secret Service?
Right. Wow.
I mean, I can't get anywhere near that fence. How did this guy get over the fence, into the building, and 70 yards? I mean, that's a long run.
Yeah.
There are guys in the NFL that would be thrilled to be able to run 70 yards.
Right. Yeah, that's downright frightening. I did see that story that he made it to the East Room, I believe, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
And it was the second time, so she's and they're saying that part of it is just the new sort of relaxed attitude about. Remember, it was a couple of years ago where the Secret Service were all inviting girls into the room.
Oh yeah, that's right. I had kind of forgotten about that, but yeah, you're right. Yep, they kind of got caught for. I believe they were even. Was it they were they had some prostitutes or something like that?
Yeah. Bring them into their room while they were on duty and stuff like that.
Wow. Yeah. So maybe that needs to be looked into a little more then, yeah.
Well, apparently. For me, this was all part of the, you know, we trust that one of the functions of government is to keep us safe. And I think the problem is that nobody feels safe about anything. Mm-hmm. And if the Secret Service can't keep the president, you know, the number one citizen safe, how are they going to keep the rest of us safe? There's just something kind of wrong-headed about that whole thing. A little alarming. All right, let's worry about things we can control, which isn't the Secret Service at this moment.
Sure. All right. Evelyn has a good answer. She says getting it done and out of the way first thing in the morning getting back to the fitness.
You know, I tend to agree with her, except, you know, at one point in my life I was working out really early in the morning, and I realized I was much more prone to injury. I'm just not awake enough.
Really?
For me,
the
perfect time to work out. When I did the program, the most common time that I've done it is actually I've probably been doing it noon to 3 for the longest period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done every shift around the clock, including morning drive. But for 9 to 12 was perfect, except that I had to get to bed early. And when you do theater 4 or 5 nights a week, that becomes kind of a hassle.
Yeah.
You'd sort of say to people, bye, see ya. But because I'd have to be at the station by about 7:30, which is pretty early. But then go working out at noon. And that was perfect for me, because first thing in the morning, I agree, getting it out of the way is a great idea. I'm just not very awake.
Mm-hmm.
So
I prefer it in the middle of the day.
Yeah,
I mean, because
if you do it too late in the day, it basically jazzes your music. Yeah, yeah,
exactly, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, exactly. I've made that mistake many times where I'll decide, you know, I'm work out. I'm feeling like I want to work out at 8 o'clock at night or something.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Sleep then, you know.
I agree.
All right, Mary says good sneakers for walking, and yeah, I guess you need the gear. Right.
Good shoes, good idea.
Yep.
Do you know you're supposed to, when you're doing active workout, you're supposed to change your shoes about every 3 months?
No kidding. I did not.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who does that.
You're
And at one point, Avia used to have, when Avia first came out, which was a competitor to Nike, there was Seattle, I think, they would, if you would send them, because Avias were not inexpensive, they looked like paraplegic sneakers, but they were very, at one point in San Francisco, it was a rainy afternoon, and I went and tried on probably 200 pair of sneakers, including men's sneakers, women's sneakers, everything, to see who gave the most protection, because if you work out a lot, you don't need shin splints, because you get shin splints, you can't work out.
Yeah.
And I tried on every pair of shoes in the store, and these were by far, because they have a cantilevered sole, so part of the sole of your foot really never touches the ground. It was great.
Interesting.
And what they would do when you bought the shoe is if you sent them, I think if you sent them, I can't remember if you sent them the shoe or just the receipt, every 3 months they would send you another insert to put in the sole so that you didn't have to buy a new pair of sneakers.
I was going to ask you what the reason is that you need every 3 months.
Well, because you basically whatever it is that's cushioning your foot after constant compression,
okay,
just gets It's like the same thing happens to your discs and your spine. You get constant compression, and they just don't. They're not as elastic anymore. And it's that elasticity. It's the shock absorber that keeps your body from absorbing it. Is the shoe does. And after the shock absorber has absorbed enough shocks, it's not absorbent anymore. So they would send you an insert for your shoe. And then I think somebody in the marketing department said, basically the inserts cost like $5. And the shoes cost $100, and if people wear out the shoes, then they have to spend $100 as opposed to $5. But it was, for a while, I thought, wow, this is a really cool shoe company.
Yeah, yeah, that is pretty slick.
Oh well, yeah, truly. What can I tell you?
All right, Scott says speed walking to his next meeting, which sounds like
as you have your little binaca for underneath your arms, there you go.
Yeah, that's right. Mariko says, this is a good one. She says, my running friends. So it kind of goes with the dog thing too. You know, it's always better, easier to motivate yourself when you've got another living being there to
encourage you. And so whenever you was thinking, okay, let's not do it to the other one, says, nah, let's.
Yeah, exactly.
And, it's helpful.
All right. And, Ray is being the funny guy. He says, walking to the refrigerator.
No, Ray, no. Unless your refrigerator is in another state.
Yeah, right, right.
Then it's okay.
Let's see. Charles kind of follows up what Mariko said. Group fitness an hour a day, 5 times a week, will keep the doctor away. Besides, muscle tone and healthy cardio is the pill to staying young.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, and what yoga says is that Americans tend to have flexible minds and inflexible
muscles,
spines.
Yeah,
you should do it the other way around.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Lori says power walking every day for 30 to 33 minutes, often listening to Dr. Joy's podcast.
Yay.
Yeah.
See, there's somebody else who said that, and they said because I talk so fast that they keep timed my voice, and because I talk fast that it's really a pretty good workout.
That's awesome.
One of the guys from the Giants told me that. He said he would do the treadmill to my voice because it was fast.
Funny.
And there you go. Thank you. Yeah.
You know, walking is just, like, we went into this yesterday too. It's such a great exercise that, you know, and unless you have a medical reason that you can't.
Well, even you can still walk slowly and get good shoes. And, and you know, a lot of, in a lot of communities, elderly communities, they go over to shopping malls before the shopping malls open because quite often in warm climates. And so it's already air conditioned. There's nobody there. And they'll do walking tours, and they do them for different speeds for different ages and different abilities, and I've always thought that was a great idea. It's social. I suppose you can hit the Starbucks at the end of it and get a latte or something. But anything where you're moving, and the deal is supposed to be that you're getting cardiovascular value as long as you can still speak.
Yeah, right.
There are people who think in my grave I'll still be speaking. But I actually did take a stress test at one point, and they said, you know, we need for you to talk until the point where you can't talk anymore. And they finally had to stop the stress test. They said, you know, I never didn't run out of breath. So lifelong habit. Just keep talking. Yeah, but you can hear everybody's kind of on the same page with it.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, Tony is the first one to jump in with this, and this surprises me because it's my main routine is, he says, weights. And I'm surprised no one had said that yet.
Well, but weights are great for bone density and for building muscle.
They're not
good for cardio, and they're not good for weight loss because fat actually weighs less. Muscles are dense.
Yep.
So if you're trying for, but you do metabolize better, you do look better. So, and I think women have been historically frightened of bulking up, but it's very, women don't have enough testosterone to bulk up.
No, exactly. Yeah.
And I will always remember my daughter gasping when I took off my jacket, and because I've been doing shoulder work. No, I don't think there are going to be any gasps this time, but maybe. Maybe I'll stomp on her foot and pretend it was a gasp or something. You know, I'm not above cheating. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Tell us about your workout and what works for you. What little hidden secret? I know, you're eating M&M peanuts at the end of it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Alrighty. What's on your mind? Because it's what we talk about around here. All right, let's finish up exercising because it's just getting too sweaty.
Yeah, I think we can wrap this up in this segment. Let's see, Marie says a 5-mile bike ride through her neighborhood after her morning cup of coffee. So
good for her.
Yeah.
Bikes, I don't know. Bikes I had a bike. I basically at one point this guy lived on a farm, and so we decided I should have a bike to be able. But it was, you know, in the city. The problem is that in the city, especially when I can ride bikes, there are lots of other people around, like single dads and their kids, and I'm not very good at bikes. And so, and there's cobblestones around here, so it bounces around.
Yeah.
And I have to scream, get out of my way, I don't know how to stop. And when you run into small children, you know, the ones with all the streamers on their bikes, the dads get mad at you. It just, it's not, I'm better off walking.
I like the bike ride thing, maybe just because you can cover so much more ground and see more scenery.
You know what I really want to be able to do, except everybody I know who's done it has gotten serious injury, which is... inline skating, because then you can dance. But everybody I know, including my sister, who actually fractured her pelvis, and I'm enough of a klutz that I don't know.
For me, I grew up ice skating, living in Minnesota, of course.
Yeah,
hockey state, and to me, it's the inline skates just feel strange to me. It doesn't feel anything like ice skating, you know.
So. Ice skate. I grew up in Denver, skating on a pond.
There you go. Yeah.
So people would, and I have kind of wobbly ankles, but I could actually skate if I hummed the skater's waltz in my head.
Okay.
But I'm not. It's not my strong suit.
That's good exercise, too, I guess. I didn't think of that. I mean, you know, another good winter exercise. Robert, he likes to be the funny guy here, too. He says, I like to exercise my elbow at the local pub.
Is he the one who's walking to the refrigerator?
No, this is a different
guy. We should get the two of them together.
Together, that's what I was thinking,
Comedy hour. Couch potatoes. Do you know what a great form of exercise is?
What's that?
It's really, because I lived in San Francisco for a while, and everybody there does Tai Chi. And there's something very reassuring about seeing 100-year-old people exercising every day.
Sure, yeah.
It's something you literally can do for your whole life. And Tai Chi is gentle movements, which I really like. But Tai Chi in the water is fantastic because it's all that flowing movement. And as long as the water's not too cold, can't be too warm either because you can't really work out very well in really warm water. But if you ever get a chance to do Tai Chi in the water in a warm pool, it is... just magical. It is, because it just makes you feel, it's kind of like back to the womb. You know, it's exactly how the body is supposed to move, I think.
So. Ellen does say a little bit further down here, she says, yoga, the calmness and the breathing and the serenity. So it kind of goes to that point, too.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. For me, I've always liked Pilates better than yoga, just because I'm not very flexible and I am strong.
I'm not either.
So, but... yoga's the thing that changed my body the most, just because I had to work out it the hardest. It's just not how my body is. It works very well. So
right. George says oxygen. He says nothing more elemental than that. And I guess he's sort of being funny, but at the same time, there's truth to that.
Remember they used to have oxygen bars? Remember those?
Yeah, you're right. What happened to that?
What happened to those?
Interesting.
No.
Yeah. Let's see. Cherie says the most important element of reaffirming my health goal or is reaffirming my health goals. This is what helps keep me motivated to walk and attend gym classes.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Let's see. Listener who doesn't want us to share his name says developing a habit of exercising.
I agree. I think that's really the clue to it. And mixing, and also because it's two parts. You need to develop the habit of exercising, but you need to change your exercise enough so your body doesn't become habituated to it, because your body just will not change very much.
Yep. And he adds too that the accountability partner is a good, you know, having that.
Yep. Having a sweat buddy really does make a difference.
It does, yeah.
I agree.
Let's see. Pamela, I guess she kind of follows that theory up too. She says, I have a German Shorthair pointer dogs that need to be run. So she runs two of her dogs over to her son's house, and then we pick up another one and then run home. So
good for
her. That's a good way to get a workout for sure. Yeah.
Well, I see a lot of people on bicycles with dogs running around behind them, little short hair.
Yeah, I see little tiny legs
on. So, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I'm thinking of the dogs thinking, come on, this is really very fair. Why don't I take the bicycle and you run behind me? But that probably is projecting just a little bit.
Yeah, Maybe so.
But, you know, that's kind of what we do around here. All right.
All right.
What else we got here?
Carrie. And can I say a last name on the air?
Sure.
Yeah, she said her last name is Last, so this is perfect because it's the very last one. Carrie Last is our last commenter.
Carrie's our last.
Yeah, she says, I wouldn't say I have a daily fitness routine. However, I remember every day to have a moment of time just by myself and take some deep breaths.
You know, it really is breathing. And, you know, in yoga, it's one of the things that they specifically focus on. In fact, there are yoga exercises where you sit and you only do different kinds of breathing for an hour. But it's amazing how often when we're expending energy, we hold our breath. And it makes a huge difference just to everything, to your well-being,
yeah,
to your ability to focus, to your ability not to panic, to not hold your breath. So just, I know it sounds, who was it, John, who was saying oxygen, but he's basically right. He's being smart alecky, but he's lamentably correct.
But he's right.
I just hate it when smart alecks are right. But every once in a while, even smart alecks are right. All right, so you guys did a great job on this. The idea being finding some things that you can continue on. It doesn't do any good to stress yourself in one. You cannot do any good for your body in one exercise session, and you can do great harm. So the deal is to try and find things that you can maintain, like everything else in our life, right? Like relationships and jobs and exercise plans and diets and friendships and everything else. Be able to maintain, which is to figure out what your goals are, what your abilities are, to be able to add some new things that are challenging, but to be able to, the idea is to have some degree of consistency, because a one-shot exercise class is not going to do you any good, and you really can do yourself some harm. And beware of teachers who, I mean, they're really good teachers and they're really lousy teachers, and sometimes it's a little hard to figure out which is which, and you can't always tell by looking at their body. Because there are some people who were just born with great bodies, and if your assumption is, well, they got, you know, if I keep doing what they're doing, that my body will look like theirs, may or may not be accurate. But listen to your body and see what works for you. And what you should feel is, you know, a little bit stressed, but not breathless, not lightheaded. Make sure you drink a lot of water. And that whole issue about whether you eat before or after exercise turns out to be an individual decision. Some people lose more weight if they eat before they work out. Some people do after. So know your own body. Be willing to experiment a little bit, but do something. And I'll try to not slow down so you guys can keep on the exercise bicycle in tune to my voice, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.